Blog Talk Radio. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I do. Brothers and sisters, I know this is not the Sabbath yet, but as still going forward towards the Sabbath, I just want to welcome everyone, and I just want to find out if Brother Yudi, is you're going to be the host tonight, this evening. I am seeing Sister Carlo, but what I did, I opened. So if you will be the host, I'm asking you to press number one. Let us pray. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, we just want to thank you for the privilege that we can come before your throne to give you all the praise that due to you. We thank you that you have kept us throughout the 6 day today preparation day. We have not heard of anyone who's sick or who would pass away, Lord. So we just want to say thank you to all the blessings that you have given your children. And now, dear Lord, we join at your feet to welcome the Sabbath and to listen to your words. We ask you to strengthen us. Send your angels at our side, dear Father, and allow us, dear Lord, that we will continue to be obedient to your will and to follow your guidelines. Bless us, we pray, this evening as we hear is our praise report, our testimony, and the things that you have done for us, Lord, because without you, we could not do it. So we just want to be grateful, Lord, all our brothers and all our sisters that join this line, dear Father. We ask you to pour your blessing upon each one and allow us tonight that we will lift you up in song, reading the scripture and to listen to your word. We just want to thank you for everything you have done for us, we pray, in this blessed Sabbath day that we are looking forward. And we know that this day, dear Father, we are going to be persecuted for this day. But Lord, help us that we will stand strong and to be faithful to you. Bless us, we pray, and allow us, Lord, to worship in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen. Blessed, and a happy preparation day. And also, when the Sabbath come, I wish you all a blessed Sabbath. Brothers and sisters, good for us to trust God, right? And in Psalm 46:1-2 said, God is our refuge. He is our refuge in everything we do. And he is the one who gives us the strength. And he is a special, a present help in time of trouble. And we all go through trouble. And we saw what God has done. So he said, therefore, will not we fear, and though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, and that is Psalms 46:2-1. So God is telling us, despite of the trial, the tribulation, the problem, the sickness, all these things will happen, but we must not be fearful. We must know that we have a true God that we can depend upon. So brothers and sisters, this is the time I haven't heard from Brother Yudi, 518-409. If you want to share, you can open your, I will open the line. Can you press one? Brothers and sisters, in our place here in Albany, we are 7:25. I know other places, you know, is maybe a hour, you know, a hour from us, but we know that we all together come together to worship God in spirit and in truth. 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Palmer, Louisiana. I want to thank God for watching over and waking us up. Today it feels like 104 here. Very hot. But thank God for the sun, because it's been raining here for some time. It never stopped, but today we had full sun. Yesterday we had full sun. 2 days felt like 102 and 104. So I just want to thank God, but the sun is something I can't go in because I have a problem with it, with medication in the body. But I go forward and I'm in and out to try to get some, a little bit of it. And I just felt nauseous today, so I didn't go to exercise because I felt it in the house. So part of my bathroom was very hot, so I didn't go toward it today. So I usually wait till late in the evening to go, but I said I wasn't risking a chance to miss the side because I slept through last night, so I didn't get the chance today because I wanted to fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. So I just thank God for us that we can get on. I would like to read this prayer. Oh, Spirit of God, we feel our weakness. We feel also deep groanings within us to pray to you, but we also fail to know what to pray for or what to say. We can only rely on you to guide us and strengthen us through your word. Let us not act amiss in selfishness, but according to your will and love and faith. Amen. Just want to thank the Lord and this is a wonderful prayer because I thank the Lord that we can even wake up in the morning and speak and say thank you and then continue on praying because, you know, a lot of people is not waking up. It's not even able to say thank you, Lord. And, you know, I just run around just like this thing, this paragraph say they in selfishness and they won't even say thank you. They thank they God using a demonic spirit for themselves, like I'm God, I'm this, they money God, you know, and then they find they shove losing a love and they steal. They must be waiting till they get to the end of everybody before they find out there's a real God. And then it's too late. But we just continue praying and keeping the Lord in prayer and asking for prayer for my family and my brothers and sisters and family on this prayer line. Can lift the leech. Lifting each and everyone up. Continue praying for the sick, the homeless, all the four corners of the United States, I pray for Brother John. He didn't call a so-so, but he might be able to speak. But we want to lift him up. And the sinus is very hot the last 2 days. So we want to pray for all the leaders on the line, the teachers' trust, all the upcoming events and projects y'all have. That was a blessing what the God did for your Sister Power, for your project. We continue praying for Brother Uden and project. We keep going up and strong, and we continue to pray for yours and all the rest of the leaders. Projects to keep going up and strong, and the Lord lift y'all up and you straight so you can visit once. But thank God you're still able to reach out, and we thank God for each and every one. Sister Carla, I know she travels a lot. She have a lot going now. And Brother Richardson family, I haven't heard from them in a while. And I know Brother Rick works a lot. I hear him now and then, but I thank God, but I haven't heard from Brother Richardson. So I thank God, Lord, lift him up and keep him going. We thank God for each and every one, and all those missing, we pray they come back. And thank God for our mother. She's always a blessing, sweet as she can be. God sent her all over the world. She's reached out and touched everybody, and what a blessing. Amen. Hold on.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Galaxia Lourdes, Brother John, in Houma, Louisiana. Like my Bible said, I developed a cold, like coughing and stuff, but I've still come on and just say hello to everyone. And hope they're having a blessed day or night, whatever part of the world you're living in. And sure, I know God is blessing you, though. But I just want to say that, I've been... Really, wow, my wife been reading me scriptures and stuff. They've been coming to me a lot of ways, from the prayer line to my wife this morning. She started reading me some scriptures in the Bible, and I was like, wow. I said, the Bible quotes and everything, and the knowledge is keep it coming, you know. And the more I hear it, the more I listen real good, and I don't say much. I make sure I listen good so I can learn, because, you know, the Bible is the greatest book in the world, you know. If somebody asks me, I know they got a lot of books out there, but if you're asking me, the Bible is the most wonderful book and most important book and the most knowledge of them all, of all the books and stuff. So that's for us to read, you know. And I won't say I wish I would have started reading it. Like, I'm just saying that I wanted to read it back then a little, but my mind wasn't settled at the time. So I started a few times, but like I said, I came out the hospital. It was my wake-up call. God gave me a second chance. So by him giving me a second chance, I said it's time to start reading, and I got to do better for myself, for my family, and, you know, I got to do better for God, too, and for God first, and, you know, because He put it all in us, and we all have a leader in us, too. And a lot of people might not know it, but we all have a leader in us. And, you know, sometime eventually it'll come out, you know, at certain times. And once it come out, the leader in you, and it just stays with you, you know, because I don't want to ever turn backwards. And I'll go back because it's just been wonderful. Life has been wonderful. I've been enjoying it. So God bless and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on. We're sorry to hear that you have a cold, you know, but, you know, God is good. He's able to do all things. And they're encouraging word about reading.
you know, and studying the word and listening to the, if you're not even reading, but hearing and putting it in practice what you heard. You know, these are powerful, powerful statements, my dear Brother John. God is able. He will. You know, he saw the urge and the need, you know, and how you would like, you know, to go and share the word. So he's going to give you the word plainly, Brother John, as you have been doing and sharing the word. So I'm going to open my line here for my little L tip, right? We have our L tip, and maybe not really definite L tip to just reply to you, Brother John. She is always here to give a good advice, as we know that the help message is the right arm to the gospel, and we can't do without the help message. It's supposed to combine with the help message, and God wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. And he gave us 8 laws of health, in which we heard Sister Brenda a while ago saying that the sun is also hot there, 102, 104, and now it's hot, and she can't go out there in that heat because that is hot. But the sun, you know, we have to use our discretion. The sun is where you, the Lord gave us the sunshine for us to get some vitamin D so we can go out. But when we have to be careful when it is too hot, he also gave us the 8 laws of health so that we can, you know what he wants for us and what to put into our body and what to do. So I just want to thank God that Brother John is listening to the scripture and also the Bible, and sharing that the Bible is the only book, my dear brother, sister. And when Brother John spoke a while ago and told us that the Bible is the holy book that is having the knowledge from God, and that is the book that we should, with the prophecy and the testimonies, you know, God has given unto us. We heard that there is a lot of things going on where people is, you know, even putting other books before the Bible, but there is no other book we can put before the Bible. The Bible is the guideline. It is the instructor, you know, and this is what we should be following. And if the world was following the Bible, what the Bible knowledge, I think we would be in a better situation. So I'm going to open this line, and my sister will give you a little tip. I know she will, something to help you, because something wrong, why, you know, that cold. And she will, you know, share some of our little thing that she had shared yesterday, but I would let her clearly share that. 518-482-67. Can you tell your name? And also when you share it, you could pray for Brother John.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. And the Sabbath isn't here, but we should all be in place for the Sabbath, because I'm going to speak a little on keeping the Sabbath day holy this evening. I am very thankful to God for his life, for my life that he has cared and kept safe during the week. And here I am as a living testimony of his divine mercies. And I want to say the Sabbath is not yet here, but for me it's here, right? Because all through the week we are to have the Sabbath in mind and be making a preparation to keep it according to the commandment. We are not merely to observe the Sabbath, right, as a legal matter. We are to understand its spiritual bearing upon all transactions of life. All who regard the Sabbath as a sign between them and God, showing that he is the God who sanctifies them, will represent the principles of his government. They will bring into daily practice the laws of his kingdom. Daily it will be their prayer that the sanctification of the Sabbath may rest upon them. Every day they will have the companionship of Christ and will exemplify the perfection of his character. Every day, their light will shine forth to others in good works. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, keeping the Sabbath day holy is not merely stopping labor a bit of time before the sun goes down on Friday until a little after sun goes down on Saturday, but an active work by keeping all of the commandments all week long. And I can tell you that I am very happy when the Sabbath hours come. Keeping of the Sabbath is simply turning our work off from Friday night and turning it back on Saturday night deals with issues or ignoring issues. Over the Sabbath hours is legalism. Some people said, this couple was saying, honey, where's the milk? And the husband was asking, where's the milk? And the wife said, sorry, we ran out of milk. I just didn't think about picking up some more before the Sabbath came in. He said, why don't you have some toast instead today? Honey, where is my shirt? This is another thing he came in. Where is my shirt? I was going to wear it to church today. She said, sorry, I didn't get around doing that laundry. Wear something else. Oh, no. Didn't I stop for gas? And all, and they went on and on and on. I don't know if we have enough gas to get to church and back. All of these things should not be. Any of these things or other excuses for unreadiness for the Sabbath sound familiar, right? The Sabbath is something we keep in mind all week long. Father, mm-hmm. the sanctifying power that is given to us by God is to be overcome. It's not only a power that is able to keep you from falling, and that's in Jude 24, but it is the same power that made the day holy to begin with. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. By keeping the true Sabbath day holy, we acknowledge that God is the one that sanctifies us. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath we shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. That in Exodus 31:13, moreover also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. That is taken in Ezekiel 20:12. So then, if we are keeping the Sabbath to acknowledge that he sanctifies us, we are to act like we are sanctified. Believe we are sanctified. Be sanctified. If we permit sin or even worldliness, through the week, we are disrespecting the God of the Sabbath and saying that he does not sanctify us. In fact, those who continue to sin during the week typically treat the Sabbath day lightly as predicted and will eventually give up the Sabbath day and stop being a Seventh-day Adventist. The Sabbath, of course, would be lightly regarded as also the God who with some, there is an outward show, a form of godliness, and we do not want that. But there is no real power, and against them is produced the sentence, thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting.
Wanting.
So I'm going to stop that here, my dear brothers and sisters. I think that's enough for me and for us. A little advice how to keep the Sabbath, that we should be preparing all through the week. At least when I used to teach my kids, I used to tell them, prepare, have the Sabbath in mind from Sunday. You start to prepare till Friday to go and clean your shoes and do this and do that, you know. Everything must be finished, thick and span, and ready for Sabbath, then you are preparing to have a Sabbath day's blessing. So, my dear brothers and sisters, Sabbath is very important, and we should treat it as such, because God said, remember, because you know many of us are going to forget. And he put that word there, remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy, right?
Keep it holy.
Yes. So we could remember, we could always remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy when the Sabbath day comes, but we have to keep it in mind. Remember that. We have to keep it in mind all through the week. We just don't put on our clothes and jump into church and say that and try to be holy for one day. We have to be holy all through the week. Okay, I'm going to sing the Sabbath song, Holy Sabbath Day of Rest. And if you know it, you can join with me by singing, because these words are so familiar and everyone should know this song. It's I don't know if you have a hymn book, it's 381.
All right, you can go, my sister, and sing.
Okay. Holy Sabbath Day of Rest, by our Master richly blessed, God created and divine, set aside for holy time. Seek not pleasures of this earth, with its follies, noise, and mirth. There are better things in store, over on the other shore. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by our God divinely planned. It to us essential be, throughout all eternity. As the Sabbath draweth on, by the even set of sun, Christians, households, and shall meet, sing and pray at Jesus' feet, asking for saving grace, also victory in the rain. And to help us by his power to keep holy every hour. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by our God divinely planned. It to us a sign shall be throughout all eternity.
Amen.
Okay, for opening my line, and I wish everyone a blessed Sabbath.
You're praying?
You want me to?
No,
okay,
sure,
I will.
Sure.
Loving Father, we come before you. Who?
Brother John, a while ago, I think you heard his testimony come down with a cold, right? So he is
okay.
There.
Okay. Reverend Father, we come before you at this just before the sunset and out of your holy Sabbath day setting, hour setting, to give you praise and thanks to the Father for keeping us safely through the week, for your love each day, each moment, each second of the day, and you have brought us safely so we can keep your Sabbath day as it should be kept. Keep it holy. And Father, we just want to thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon all of us, that none of us is being placed to that place where hope and mercy can never reach. We are still in the land of living, breathing, enjoying God's air, enjoying life. Some of us may not be enjoying best of health, but Lord, we just want to thank you for what Whatever little life we have in our body, we want to give you praise and thanks, because many do not have that opportunity to come before you at this time of the week to give you praise. They are gone to that place where hope and mercy can never reach. So, Father, we are so happy that we can assemble here on this line this evening to give you the praise. We pray for those who are sick, Brother John. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to lay your healing hand upon him, Lord. You know what he's ailing from, a common cold. And Father, we know there are little things that we have. We do not have to always run to the doctor, but we could have little things. Like first, we need to rest. We need to rest ourselves. When we have a cold, we need to rest our bodies. We not to eat a lot of food. When we have a cold, we have to treat it well. Take your time and treat it well. Ask God to show us the way, to use little things that he has given us so that we can get over it as quickly as possible. We should not have it lingering in our system, because not more than 3 days, if you have a cold and you're lingering in your system, you should try and get some kind of peppermint oil, eucalyptus oil, you know, and this type of thing. And there are so much other things that we can use. And above all, we could use the water that God has given us. Drink a lot of water. We need to drink a lot of water. And apart from drinking water, we need to rest ourselves. Because most times when we get a cold, it's because our body, as we say, run down, and the system is getting weak. So we pick up, and we know that cold is not really, we don't catch a cold. As I was saying yesterday, we do not catch a cold. It's just the poisons from the various food that we eat settled in the system and make us sick. And Father, we thank you that you have kept Brother John all through the week. You have kept him safe. You have protected him. He went in the hospital, Lord, and you have brought him out safe. Thank you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. And that you will continue your hand of healing upon him, and that he will be mindful from now on to observe the laws of health. Because when we disobey the laws that God gave us, we get sick, Lord. And we are sorry that he did get sick, but we help him that he will be able to learn a lesson to try to observe your health laws. We thank you, dear Father, for this Sabbath day of rest. We thank you for be with those who are sick, Lord, at this time. Not only Brother John, but there are many others who are sick, Lord, who are going through trying times. They are in pain. This evening, Father, they may not be on this line, but wherever they may be, this evening I pray, Lord, that you will touch their hearts and help them, that they may be able to see the need of keeping your laws. And it's not only the laws of health, but even keeping the Sabbath day holy. Because it is your command. It is not man's command. It is God's command. So we pray, dear Father, that you will bless each one on this line. And help us as we come here time after time, we may be blessed because we come here to be educated, and as we get the education and the little know-how to do things to keep our bodies, God speak to us how to keep our bodies healthy and how to live a healthy life. Father, I pray that you will strengthen your people, because you have said in your word that we should be the head and not the tail. God, you want us to be healthy, each of us on this line. And help us, Lord, again I said, adhere to the laws of health. Bless us on this Sabbath day and help us, Lord, that we will remember always to keep the Sabbath days holy, because in it is a it's a special, special blessing. We just want to thank you, dear Father, for being with us on this line this evening. Be with those who are in charge, Father. Give them the strength. Give them the know-how to, and the words you place in their mouth, that they will know what to say and how to say it, that they may be encouragement for those who are weak, those who are not as strong, Father. Help them to study your word, to read your word, and that will give them hope and strength in this life. Father, into your hands we place this, the remaining portion of this service. Bless us all, and we pray that you will forgive us of all our sins when we have committed against you, Father, during this week and during even today. And we pray that you will help us at the end of this Sabbath, that we may be able to look back with joy and satisfaction over what we have gained by studying your word. And we just want to thank you, Father, for keeping us, and that you will strengthen us and keep us strong in you, everyone in this line. Help us to study your word for ourselves, because we are going to be judged by ourselves. We have to stand before the Lord by ourselves. So help us, Lord, that we be able to read and to study your word. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer and for answering them, and for being with us at the remaining portion of this program, we pray. And we thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Consinelli, for sharing and also mentioning us, and by reading how important the Sabbath is for us to keep it holy, and also not for just the Sabbath, for us to prepare and plan, you know, from in the during the week, because we know that the people of God kept the Bible Sabbath and also the Ten Commandments, and we know when the Sabbath was given. So it is very important, my brothers and sisters, the Sabbath too, that we can, you know, really study and know how to keep this Sabbath, because we know that it's going to be a test. And also, my dear sister, thank you for praying. Love on behalf of Brother John may not go. Brother John came down with a cold, and we know God is able to do all things. And when we listen to the testimony of Brother John and Sister Brenda, how they are trusting God, and by studying the word and what the word have done to them, their life, make their old life, their old beam was changed, Lord, and for them to be following God, and their determination is to follow God and holy God and God alone. So I just want to thank you, my dear, for your song, your testimony of praise, and the prayers that you offer for each and every one of us, and even encouraging us how to keep the 7-day Sabbath holy, not only the Saturday, but we should start from when the week starts, Sunday, right? We should start prepare and make plan for the Sabbath. So I just want to thank you for encouraging us. Thank you for prayer. And brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to press #1 that you can share, you know, and give God the praise by a song, a scripture reading, a testimony of praise, a scripture passage, you know, you want to share. I'm going to open this line. 631-552, your line is open. We have a full house, brothers and sisters, so be patient with us and can make it brief that everyone can fall in line.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, brother.
Not sunset yet, I know. And a few more minutes, Sunday at sunset. But
a little clearer, brother, on you.
at sunset here an hour in yet. So it's still evening. Yeah. You hear me clear, Sister Paul?
I hear it, but
hello?
You can look more volume.
Yeah, so good evening, everyone. Thanks for the concentrated offering. And it's a pleasure to be on Advent Life Prayer Line. The God be the glory. As we see all that is taking place in the world right now, telling us that we have to draw closer and closer to God because it's coming is very, very near, even at the door. I want to share something before I share.
We hear some background, Brother O'Neill. There are some background.
You hear me better now? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to share something before we share a quote. So instead, right now, what's going on? Attorney files a lawsuit against the CDC based on sworn declaration from a whistleblower claiming that 45,000 deaths are reported to virus all within 3 days of COVID-19 shots. That's July 19, 2021. Ohio-based attorney Thomas Reigns was one of the several speakers this past weekend at a conference in Almaine, California, where he announced that with the help of the American frontline doctor, he was filing a lawsuit against the Alabama-based unsworn declaration under threat of perjury from an alleged whistleblower who claimed to have inside knowledge of a cover-up of reported deaths filed with the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VARS, which is operated by the CDC. This whistleblower has registered claim under oath that there are at least 45,000 reported deaths that have occurred within 3 days of receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. Let's see what is going on in the world. In Second Thessalonians chapter two, verse two and three says that ye be not be shaken in mind or be troubled neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letters as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, falling away from us,
first,
or steadfastness on the word of God. So if we fall away from the word of God, we're going to accept what man says. He continues, that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. We know that represents the papacy, the Pope, which is general, which is under satanic order. See what he said in St. Thessalonians, from verse, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and sign and lying wonders. In John 8:44, Christ is describing the Pharisees state that they're of their father, the devil, because he abode not in the truth. He said, when he speaketh a lie, and he's the father of it. So Satan is the father of lies, is the originator of lies. So it says, verse 9 of 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 2 says, even in whose coming is after the working of who? Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all that being propelled in 2020 onward, showing all of these lies that have been, and all those who speak the truth are being suppressed. So it says in verse 10, and with all the feebleness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So many are rejecting the truth. The way to truth is narrow, and it's not popular. The way to truth is also narrow, and it's not popular. But we have a lot of people there. They say, verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. In verse 12, that they all might be them who believe not the truth, but at pleasure in unrighteousness. In closing here, it says, to us, the believers, and those who are trusting God, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. So the word of God is truth. So we have to, in the last days, what can save us from the delusion and the deception that is in our world right now is to stand steadfast to the word of God and the spirit of prophecy. Because everything that is being said in these last days is being, in these last days, is a way of the enemy to have man, to trust in man. And his world is he that trusteth in man, because man changes, but God does not change it. Malachi tells us that I am God and I change it not. So as we see what is going on, he's just telling us that Jesus is about to come. And as I was contemplating on the second coming of Jesus Christ, we see that during this time, Jesus Christ was asked by a disciple in Matthew 24 of the sign, and Christ reiterated four times in Matthew 24 that let no man deceive you by any means. So deception will be the order of the day, and many who have been in the church will fall away, because that's what the enemy hoped. Adam was in the church in the garden, and one deception changed the whole sequence of how this world has been. And what the devil started in day one, he will end in the beginning in a greater force. Greater deception is ahead of us. So people are falling for what is happening now. Wait when the strong delusion is. It will rock many, especially the people of God. So thank you, Sister Powell. For each and every one of us, that we will steadfast on the word of God, because that's the only way.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for reminding us about the truth, the word, right? Because the deception, Satan is out like a roaring lion. But as you have read this scripture, and brothers and sisters, we have to go into the word. As 3 John said, the elder unto the beloved Gallus, whom I love in the truth, right? Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. And it go down in 3:4, I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the what? The truth, right? That is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And our Father is telling us, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. So as our dear brother is telling us, deception is out there. Satan is out there. There we have to follow the word of God by studying it and ask the Lord to guide us and to lead us, because, brother, we know the time is winding up. So we just encourage our brothers and sisters to search the word, to get the truth that you can share the truth to others out there. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for, you know, that quote reminding us that is peer propaganda going on now. But we have to be really faithful to God and to be mindful that he told us that these things is going to happen, and we will hear it, and it will be more rapidly. So let us, brothers and sisters, stick in the truth, in his word. Right. Thank you again, my dear brother, for sharing. 518-409, your line is open. You tell your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Sister Power, and good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for hosting the blind this wonderful Sabbath, almost Sabbath evening, and I want to thank God for what he has done for us. And oh, it's been a long week, and those that have been following online, Man, the testimonies are endless. On Wednesday, we had, the store was so busy. We had 2, 3, 4, 6, 8 people at a time, Sister Powell, coming, asking about different diseases, asking about smoothies and juices. I must tell you, from 9:30 in the morning until 7:30, I had no break. It was nonstop, and the people were coming. You know, this lady with stage 4 cancer asking for help. We have a consultation with her, this other lady with Hashimoto's disease, asking for help. The people from the next door, from our karate class next door, coming and asking for help to change their diet. This woman came in who teaches at the hospital, asking us to come and speak at the hospital about plant-based diet. And she said that she wants them, she said there's about a group of 100 people where she educate on how to use a proper plant-based diet in order to change their health. And she actually wants us to come down and demonstrate our juices, our green juices, our smoothies, and also showcase our merchandise to the people in the hospital. And she said her goal is to try to change their diet of the hospital cafeteria to plant-based. And I said to the woman, and how did you become plant-based? And she said to me, well, she said, you know, I've always was conscious about my health. She says, I don't do supplements. You know, I don't have to take supplements, she says. And I said, why? She said, because I've always eaten whole plant-based food. Because if you eat right, you won't need supplements. And I said, you know what? You're right. And then she told me, my deceased husband, whole side of the family was Seventh-day Adventist. And she's from Loma Linda, California. Woman said to me, and then I said, well, she said, but I'm not really into religion, is what she said. So keep praying for her, because her sister, who was also in the store, ordered 2 smoothies, asked me to help do meals preparation for her and to deliver and stuff like that to her. And she is into the Lord. She believes in the Lord. But the other sister, which is the woman who invited me in September to come to her class that she teaches at the hospital, she said very, very high people, the doctors and different people are at this class. And she is going to, I got to really get ready and really pray, because, you know, asking the Lord for wisdom. But this is how it's been this week. It's been one person coming after another, Sister Powell, and I see how Christ felt. You know why? Because the Bible says that the people kept coming, sick people from the morning until evening. They were coming from the morning until evening. And we are exhausted. I have never worked this hard. I said, Lord, my whole body's hurting and aching. I'm lifting, I'm running, I'm doing this. I'm doing like physical work that I've never done before. And I said to the Lord, I said, I never worked this hard before. I came down, I sat down, I just wanted to pass out. You know, I'm exhausted, but God is good, because, you know, we need help. We need help. The way it's going, if it's this busy, we're going to need help. And then I tell you, you know, we're praying that the Lord will send us help, you know, on this side of things. We're praying that he will give us his spirit and help us to be strong, you know, because it's not easy, you know, to run things. Today we had people come in. They ordered, my wife made this oat burger at the last Sunday. It was so good. People ordering 12 packs of them. Just all week we could not keep those oat burgers in there. They were mixed with flaxseed, with the walnuts, I think is what makes them so good. Very chewy, they're not dry, you know, they're nice and soft oat burgers. And the people coming in and they're ordering that. They order this week, they order again. You know, the same people came back and they said, give me 3 oat burgers. So we made the burgers. I made a sweet potato. I put it in the air fryer,
So we don't fry it. It's an air fryer, meaning it just you know, I don't know if you ever use the air fryer, but it doesn't use grease or anything. It just kind of bake it, and then I put aside seaweed and nuts in there for them, and serve it to them. And they said, "Wow, this is a really healthy, good lunch. Thank you." The people coming in, the guy came in from California. He said, "I just bought 20 acres of property, and I have a house with three rooms." And he said, "But my only downfall is food." He said, "Can you help me eat better?" I said, "Sure." I said, "What do you like to eat?" He said, "Well, I can eat a whole pack of cereal by myself in one serving." And what kind of cereal? Your Fruit Loops? Yeah. So, well, that's full of sugar, sir. I said, "Let me show you a good cereal we have at the store that you can use." And I show him the Mesa cereal that's made with quinoa, flax seed, and some corn, and then there's another stuff. It's very good cereal. I never saw this cereal. I used to buy it in New York, but I never saw it here, so we started ordering it online through our vendor. And so I said, "Sir, this is the cereal you want to start eating." I said, "It doesn't have any added sugar. I said, "You also want to start using almond milk." So he bought the cereal. I gave him the Ezekiel cereal. He bought that as well. And then he says, "Yes, I have almond milk at home." And then he bought a smoothie. He said, "Wow, this is the best smoothie I ever had." He said, I will be back, and I would like to be a part of the class. And just so many stories, one after another. And I just cannot get into all of them. But those were some of the major things. You know, there was a karate class next door to us, a karate business, right? And we know karate. We know that it's spiritualism. But the Lord impressed me to go in there and to bring them two free smoothies. So I made two free smoothies, Sister Powell, papaya, coconut, and banana. You know, very nice and very thick smoothie. You know, I added some protein powder in there, and my very thick coconut milk. It's come out very good. So I take it in the karate store, and I said, "Hello, how are you guys doing? I just want to bring you some free smoothies to try." She said, "Oh, thank you. She tried the smoothie, and I think the very next day, she started sending all of her karate customers to us, telling them about how good the smoothies were. And also, most of them are in the class because they're trying to lose weight. She says, "Go there to the Tree of Life. They will help you lose weight. They will show you what to eat." Everybody's been coming from there, you know, every day. And so it's been just such a blessing what God is doing. You know, we are not exactly, you know, as far as finances, you know, the Lord is blessing. And I know he will, you know, but we are growing. People are knowing, people are finding out. And the best part is 60% of our customers are returning customers. So that tells us that we're making friends and we are mingling and they're coming back. So
amen.
This Sabbath, we have our first Bible study tomorrow at 4 p.m. Our first Bible study, we're going to be holding it live in the room where we did our health class. So our Bible study is, in, you know, we're inviting people at the church, people outside the church, and things of that sort. And then our next class will be next Sunday on health. So I'm asking for your prayers, specifically for the finances, because, you know, I left the work, and there was no way I could continue because of how things are. My wife couldn't be there by herself with the two children to try to do everything. It's difficult. And so I said to the Lord, "Lord, I'm making a commitment, and I am giving up everything for your work." And let me tell you what happened this week also. A job messaged me. "We want to give you a full-time job as a RN nurse coordinator for corporate position, very high position." And you know what happened? God is so good. Because that morning, the Lord had led me to read the story of the 10 spies in Joshua. In the commentary in Sister White's writing says that the 10 spies made a captain and wanted to go back to Egypt. And they wanted to go back to Egypt because they were lusting after the past, the ways of Egypt. And so when that phone call came, I said, Lord, this is surely a temptation. This is not of you. As big of a day we had on Wednesday with maybe 20 customers coming in, and that same day I get a call for a job, to go a big, big job. I said, Lord, this is of the enemy trying to get me to retreat back to Egypt. I will not go. And I prayed. I said, Lord, give me the strength. Because it was tempting, you know. And I could use many excuses to say, yeah, I need to learn it. But at this time, the Lord says, no, you're doing my work. You're doing my work 7 days a week. It is such a blessing that I don't have to just try to do God's work on a weekend. Like, you know, Saturday, okay, we want to start serving. We are doing his work. And sometimes we can say, yeah, I'm working for the Lord all the time. We know that is not true. I know it because I was also in that position. Yes, every once in a while we would talk to somebody about the Lord, but the majority of time our mind would be preoccupied with the things of this life, with the things of this life. So God is good. God is good. Pray for us. We are tired. We are exhausted. Pray for us.
Who will be presenting the message?
Amen. I will present the message. I'm just saying that we are tired from all the work that we have been doing. But we just thank the Lord because it's a feel-good tired. You know, we feel good for the Sabbath. We appreciate, I appreciate the Sabbath a lot more this week. Amen.
Amen. The Lord said, oh, give thanks to the Lord for his mercies endure it forever. Brothers and sisters, this is Praise Report, right? We got a lot of prayers before from Brother Udi about the store. We have been praying on this line for this store, especially our dear Sister Barnaby. Lift up the store, lift up Brother Udi. And we all have been praying, and we heard the good news, Brother Udi, of the goodness of God, and God is the one. You know, you just have to place whatsoever God tells you. Just leave it and leave everything in the hands of God. God will work out all things, and that is how he blesses us. And this brings you to a patient again and faith in God, right? So that's really a wonderful praise report. And brothers and sisters, on this line, we are asking you to continue to lift up all these projects that is going on, Brother Udi project, the other projects that is going on, because God promised that if we contend with him, he will contend with us. So this was a wonderful, wonderful prayer report. When you see so much customer coming in, you know, and there are going to be time that you're going to have, you know, come manage them. But God will allow you to help manage them, and he will send helper, because when the store and the blessing is coming down, there is way you can allow to get in more workers, helpers, you know, will come in. So God is so good. He's so great. So we are praying, my dear, for the blessings, and also not only the blessings, you know, from growing the store, that people's life will be changed with the health message. And as we have been contemplating on the health message, that is the right unto the gospel, we have to work, it have to work side and side together. And I'm so grateful that, you know what, that is what the store is doing. Not only looking for the help that you need, or the success that you need, but to point people to the truth, right? So that they will know how to live a natural life. So we just want to thank you, Brother Udi, for that praise report. Yes, brothers and sisters, be patient. I'm going to open your line. Press 1 and what time now? Or maybe brief, or maybe I'll just have a few. Can you be brief? And then we will have our prayer. And the next voice after prayer is Brother Udi, who will present
the message. And happy Sabbath, you know, happy Sabbath. You know, we are so grateful for this Sabbath this evening. So I'm going to open this line, 272-770. Your line is open. Can you tell where your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, good evening and happy Sabbath to all my beautiful brothers and sisters. My name is Tymeco Preston, and I'm calling from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And I'm so grateful to be on the prayer line. And, yes, I do have a praise report. I don't know if I told all of you before, but I'm so grateful that my neighbor, I was praying before with Sister Powell on our morning prayer line, and I was praying that I would be able to go see Elizabeth, who's in the nursing home. And I wasn't able to see her, but we kept praying about it, and we kept praying about it. And finally, the Lord gave us blessings and blessed me with my neighbor. She was able to take me to go visit Elizabeth in the nursing home. And we was able to bring her clothes and food and snacks and everything that she had asked for, we was able to bring for her. So I am so grateful. I give the Lord all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. The Lord is answering prayers. So brothers and sisters, I wanted to share that with you, that we have such an awesome God that whatever we ask for, if it is in his will, he will answer our prayers. And then, brothers and sisters, I also was praying that maybe I would be able to get a washing machine to wash my clothes, because for many years I was washing all my clothes by hand. And I prayed also with Sister Powell on the prayer line in the morning, the Lord blessed me again. He was able to send Rosie. She called me on the phone and she said, you know what, I spoke it over with my husband, and my husband and I are going to give you a washing machine and dryer. And I said, look at that. Look at what God is doing. He's answering my prayers. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Father God. I'm so grateful, dear Lord, that you heard my cry for help, and that now my friend Rosie is going to give me a washing machine and dryer. So I am so grateful. The Lord has blessed me so many times that it's unbelievable. So I just want to tell you that God answers prayers. More prayers, more power. So we have to continue to pray and tell him what is on our mind, what's on our hearts, because he said, knock and the door shall be open. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. We have to tell our Heavenly Father, tell him what we're going through. Tell him that the things that we need and the sick people in our lives that we want to go visit and see how they're doing and pray for them. And I got a chance to visit Elizabeth, who has two strokes, and she has multiple sclerosis, and she's passing kidney stones. She has seizures. She had a brain aneurysm. She had a blood clot. Elizabeth has been through so much, and still she's holding on to Jesus. She's never letting him go. And brothers and sisters, I was able to bring my books because wherever I go, I take God with me. I never leave home without the Lord. I take my Bible. I take the Steps to Christ with me. And I take my Three Angels messages. And I take the daily bread. And so I was able to place these literature that I had with me in my bag with all the nurses and the home health aides that were in the nursing home. So I just give the Lord all the praise and all the honor and all the glory and all the adoration. Because without the Lord, I could do nothing. He gave me the strength that I needed to go out and talk to these people and get to visit Elizabeth and pray with her as well and sing song with her as well. And I read the Bible to her and we prayed. And it was such a beautiful time. And Sister Powell called at a beautiful time, and she also prayed with Elizabeth. And, oh, Elizabeth was so touched. She had tears in her eyes. So look what God is doing. He's bringing us closer to the people who are in need. He's helping us. Draw closer and closer to the Lord. James 4:8 says, draw close to God and he will draw close to you. And Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added unto you. So I'm so grateful that we have the Lord, because he's awesome. He's wonderful. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father God, for always being with us and helping. It's such a blessing and a If I may sing a song, I would be so grateful to sing Jesus Loves Me, if I may sing in the hymnal. Thank
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank
Amen.
You. Amen. If you have your hymnals, it's on page 190. Okay. Jesus loves me, this I know. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. On the cross you died for we. I will love and live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, my. Thank you, my dear Sister Tamiko, for that wonderful praise report of visiting your dear sister in the nursing home and the gift that God has given unto you. We have to give God all the praises because he's worthy to be praised. And you know, brothers and sisters, he says, seek ye first the Lord, the kingdom of heaven, all his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto us. So we are so thankful for that wonderful praise report. And brothers and sisters, when God blesses us, we have to share it, especially when we can go and take the gospel message to those out there in the nursing home. You know, those people need the love. I heard Sister Consonelli, when she talked about, you know, she went to the nursing home to visit her brother. She put him in the shower and she gave him a bath. And, you know, all these are blessings that we can do all these things despite of the crisis and situation we are in. You know, we have to give God the praise. So those ones in the hospital, the nurse, you know, they need our help. Let us not let the world and what is happening is stating that we can't visit. Brothers and sisters, if we trust God, God is able to keep us and, you know, to allow us that we can go and visit without anything to fall upon us. But we have to trust God and be faithful. Brothers and sisters, we have quite a few people here on this line, and we are asking you please to be brief. I'm going to open the line. I would like to give everyone the opportunity while they indicate that they want to share. But we ask you please to be brief because we're going to open the line for Brother Yudi. There is Brother Yudi. Time is different time from ours. So, brothers and sisters, you know, we have to be mindful of that because we have 836 here, upstate New York, right? So we have to be mindful of these timing, brothers and sisters. So we're going to open this line. 518-650, can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York.
Amen.
Far from all care, we hail the Sabbath morning. Our waving fields and from the distant sea. Swell notes of praise in harmony resounding. as all creation turns her heart to thee. Though man alone, Lord of thy great creation, fails now to laud thee for thy love and power, yet still a remnant love thee and remember thy holy law on each sweet Sabbath hour. Lord of the Sabbath, Savior and Creator, come now the troublings of each troubled breast. Speak to our hearts the peace of thy commandments. Breathe on each soul fair Eden's hallowed rest. Strong in thy might and quiet in thy meekness, may we thine image bear from day to day. Then may we enter pearly gates eternal and sing redemption's song each Sabbath. Oh, I'm just going to read Mark 2, verses 27 and 28. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Heavenly Father, far from all care, we hail the Sabbath morning, O God. O'er waving fields and from the distant sea. Heavenly Father, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Thank you for your holy Sabbath day, dear God. Thank you for your sixth day that you have, and you bring us out to and fro and bring us back. And Lord, now is your holy Sabbath day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You have blessed it. You have sanctified it. You have set it apart as a day of rest and gladness. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you have doing for us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassion. You is more than worthy to be praised, O God. We don't have enough words to tell you how thankful we are. Lord, I don't have enough words to tell you how thankful I am. Because you woke me up from morning, O God, and you set me on my way, and I do what I have to do, and now I know that is your Sabbath. I thank you, Lord. I do let it be done according to your will. Lord, wherever I go, let me go where you would go. Let me speak what you would speak. Let me do everything that you would do, God. I need your strength, your power. I need everything, your mind, your body, and your spirit. So create in me a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within me. Heavenly Father, cast me not away from your presence and take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, O God, and uphold me with your free spirit. Heavenly Father, I come kneeling at your feet, O God. I am nothing on my own. There's nothing I can do on my own. But as I come on this prayer line, dear God, I just want to lift up each and every one of us on this prayer line along with our families. You know both by name, both nature. You know where we come from, and you know everything about us, dear God. So, Lord, I'm asking you to intervene and to take over this prayer line. And all those who partake on this prayer line and those who are listening in the background, dear God, all of us need a special blessing along with our families. Father, those of our families who know you, help them to draw closer and closer to you, God. And those who do not know you, Heavenly Father, help them. Now is the time, oh God, to seek you and to cry to you because your coming is near. Help us to be ready and stay, not getting ready, but to stay ready and waiting, oh God. God, no man know the time nor the hour when you come. Lord, time is getting violent, it's getting upside down, oh God. But Lord, because you created this earth, and everything in this earth belongs to you, God. I just put everything into your hands. Evelyn, take over, Lord. Lead the way, dear God. Let your will be done. As you in heaven, Let everything be done on earth, dear God. Control your people. Revive your people. Sanctify and cleanse your people, oh God. Purify your people. Because we need sanctification. We need purification, oh God. Forgive us of our sins, oh God. And help us to be, look to you. Be with all the pastors all over the world in diverse places, oh God. Be with the government, dear Jesus. I put them into your hand, the pastors. Help them to preach. Thus set the Lord to your people so that your people may be saved, oh God, and come to know you as Lord and Savior. And be with the government so as they lead the country, oh God, they may lead the country in the right way. Father, hear my prayer this evening, oh God. I put Brother Yudi along with his family into your hand, oh God, and that health food store. I'm asking you to win souls for your kingdom. Help that health food store, oh God, to win souls for your kingdom and help them to draw near and near to you and help them to support, oh God, and let it be a blessing. Father, be with the school, provide the teacher, oh God, and provide funds to pay the teacher and to run the school. I leave everything into your hand, oh God. You know from whence everything cometh, because, Lord, not going to see us forsaken nor begging bread. You wish that each one of us should prosper and be in good health, oh God. So, Lord Jesus, come not for the righteous, but to carry sinners, take sinners to repentance. Touch us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Revive us and draw us closer and closer to you each day. Father, into your hand I put everything, oh God. Into your hand I put everything. Take full control tonight and lead and guide and guard, protect, purify, rebuke, remove, and destroy every unrighteousness, oh God. And let you and you alone be seen in whatever we do. Heavenly Father, you said, if we seek you with all our heart, oh God, we will find you. Father, you said we must trust in you with all our heart. And dear God, lean not unto our own understanding. Because in all our ways, dear Father, if we put all our trust in you, you will acknowledge us and you will direct our path, dear God. Heavenly Father, you are represent a very present help in time of trouble. Father, help us to forget our wicked ways and to turn from our wicked way, oh God, and to trust you, to call upon you, dear God, and you will teach us through. So, Father, hear my prayer again. Hear my cry. Let if anything in me that is unlike you, dear God, remove it so that my prayer can come up to you as sweet. Be with my neighbors, bless my neighbors, bless my friends, bless my co-workers, and bless all my church family. Continue, dear God, to take full control. I give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise that is due unto your name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for your prayer and your reading. God is so good that you have kept all of us safe, Lord, and we know that you will protect and keep us. So thank you for your contribution on this line. God is so good. Brothers and sisters, this is a time coming up when we are going to wait the speaker. We have two persons here. We are asking if you would briefly, right? Please make your request briefly for us, and I'm going to open this line. 518-650. Your line. Sorry about that. That's the wrong number, I hope. Okay, sorry.
Yes. Hello, Sister Powers. Where is this?
Yeah, can you make it briefly, Brother Eli?
Yeah, hello, brothers. My name is Brother Eli Wong. I like to praise God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Sister Powell, I have a prayer request. My prayer request is to pray for my mother, my family, pray for my cousin, pray for my friends, my cousin, my family, my aunt, my uncle, lift up all of us in prayer. This is how we did a lot of prayer. May God bless you all on the prayer line, and do not be discouraged, my brothers and sisters, because God is able. God is a mighty God. Today is the day, and the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Brothers and sisters, be glad in the Lord, our brothers and sisters. Young people, be glad, young people. Trust in the Lord, because God is able to do all things. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Sister Powell, don't forget to pray for my mother, pray for me. Lift up to hell and pray, Sister
Powell. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Thank you, Brother Eli. We're sorry to hear the loss of your uncle. I'm sure we will be praying for you and your encouraging word for us to be of good courage. You know, God is able to do all things. So on behalf of Advent Life, we really, you know, send our condolences to the family, and we will always remember them in prayer. So, brothers and sisters, I'm going to open the line that we can have our general prayer, and I'm going to open the line and ask the sister to pray for us, Lady Requests, for Brother Eli, and also pray for each and every one a general prayer. And the next voice you will hear after the prayer, brothers and sisters, the speaker, Brother Yudi. So I'm going to open this line. Who is this now? 347. Okay. 347-845. Your line is open. 347-45. All right. 347. Okay. All right. Sorry. 347-645. Your line is open. Can you do prayer for us, please? Can you tell your name? All right, my dear brothers and sisters. If you look, check your phone if you are on mute. 347-645. All right, brothers and sisters, we will go in a word of prayer now. I just want to thank everyone who joined and everyone who shared tonight. We are blessed tonight by listening to the various requests and prayer requests, the reading, the song, and sharing the goodness of God, and also the warning of God, the truth. And we know what the truth is, and we are asking the Lord to help us that we will obtain the truth and that we will be able to share the truth. Whatsoever may come, we know that God is there to keep us. So let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we come to you this moment to give you thanks for the blessed Sabbath day that you have given unto us. 6 days of toiling, dear Lord, out there on the busy street, the highway, Lord, the job around, Lord. But you have kept us safely, and we are here this moment to give you thanks and praise. We want to thank you for the many blessings you have done for us, the blessings of health, the blessings of strength, the blessings of providing food, shelter, clothing, the blessing that we can join together in this form, the blessing that we can go out in the vineyard to do aggressive evangelism by going into the nursing home to share your love with all your brothers and your sisters by distributing books and tracts, Lord, and reading and singing your wonderful songs, Lord, to encourage those who need your love and your encouragement. So, Lord, we just want to give you thanks. Every one of us want to give you thanks. We've the blessings, Lord, that some of us even even have a cold, but you have kept us, Lord, so that we can even come on the line to share, Lord, when we listen to Brother John and Sister Brenda, Lord, how the heat was so raging out there where they're living in Oma, dear Lord, and when we look and we saw what you have done for them, and they're praising you and give you thanks, Lord, we want to thank you. The blessing of Sister Tamiko in Pennsylvania, Lord, and the joy in her heart to see what you have done for her, dear Lord. So we just want to thank you, Lord. The blessing from Sister Consinelli, Lord, with her Sabbath message, actually a little sermonette about the Sabbath and how we should prepare for the Sabbath, plan for the Sabbath from Sunday and not to wait until Friday. We are rushing and bustling, but we are supposed to be obedient and follow your command, Lord. Lord, so we just want to thank you, our dear Sister Barnaby, the travel from her workplace to from home to work and, you know, to do her chores, the blessing of strength, energy that you have given unto her, Lord. When we heard about the praise report, Lord, from the store, Brother Yudi, Sister Melissa, the children, Lord, and how the people are coming in by numbers, dear Lord, and seeking good, what to do for their health situation. Those are blessings, Lord. So we just want to give you thanks that you are there for her. The blessing, Lord, from Brother O'Neill, that he could come and share some of the things about the fear trick, Lord, that they are doing to individuals. And we know all these things that is happening, dear Lord, we know is to bring fear in the heart of your people. So, Lord, help us. As we have been warned, Lord, in your word, in Matthew 24, Lord, that these things is going to happen. And also, dear Lord, help us that we will be ready and prepared, that when these things happen, we know that you will be by our side. So get us to, let us get ready, dear Father, that any time, Lord, this situation happen, we will not be able to be running to and fro, but we already won and we already cover under you, because our determination is to follow you. So, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, as we lift up tonight, dear Father, Sister Katie. Lord, we heard the situation of her with the property. We place it in your care, Lord, and neighbors, Lord. We ask you to touch the neighbor's heart and also her landlord, dear Father, and give him that peace that passes all understanding, and allow him, Lord, that he will not raise my dear sister rent or lease, Lord, but he will know that you own the whole earth and everything on this earth belongs to you. So we leave our caregiver that peace, Lord. Bless her grandchildren and also Dominique, Lord, and bless and keep and guide them, Lord. We also lift up, dear Father, tonight, dear Lord, all our missing brother, Sister Brenda, and Brother John. Lord, we give you the praise and thanks for the life that you have given unto them and the light that you have shined in them. So we want to thank you, Lord. And they prayed, and we are praying for our missing members, Lord. We lift up our dear Sister Carla. Haven't heard from her, dear Lord. So, you know, what we ask you for your protection and your love and your mercy towards her, dear Lord. I know she loves travel, doing your work, Father. So give her traveling mercies, Lord, and keep her eyes, Lord, as she, that her determination is to follow you in doing your service, Lord. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon her. Lord, we also lift up Sister Leola to you, Lord. Continue to allow her to study your word, dear Father. Allow her, dear Lord, that we miss her, dear Father, when we do not hear from her. And also, Brother Ray, strengthen them, dear God, in your word. And allow your word to be plain, Lord, plain, so that they can understand your true meaning, Lord. Bless her and keep her traveling. I know she do a lot of travel, Lord, and traveling mercy. So we present Jarvis, her son, Lord, and also Nicole and her grandchildren to you. Keep them, Lord. We also, dear Father, lift up our youth tonight.
You know all about our youth, and we are calling you to touch their heart that they will come back to you. We lift up Sister Lynn and Sister Payne, Lord, to you tonight. Pour your blessings upon them. The Richardson, Elder Richardson and Sister Richardson, Lord, I spoke to Sister Richardson this week, and we had prayer together, and they are doing good, Lord, fine, doing your work down Tennessee. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to pour your blessing, Brother Elder Richardson. Conduct the Great Controversy class. Now is the end of time. We have finished the Great Controversy and the end of time. So we know he is well doing the work down there that you place them. So tonight, dear Lord, we ask you for pour out your blessing. Brother Bernard, we lift him up to you and all our missing brothers and sisters you know from Advent Light. So we ask you to strengthen us and our family. Sister Stephanie, Lord, as she traveled today, dear Lord, we ask you to continue to pour your blessings upon her and also God. Bless and keep, Lord, we pray. As we listen for the little message tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, thank you again. So we're going to open Brother Udeline that he can come and do. Because that. What time did I say? 518-409, your line is open. Thank you.
Well, good evening, brothers and sisters. It's already 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock now in New York. And so it's 9 o'clock, I'm not going to be very long. I'm just going to share a quick little talk, a quick little devotion. And then we're going to come to close tonight so we do not linger on this line. I know folks want to share, but we have to sometimes just be mindful in sharing that we can allow time for the speakers to speak. But nevertheless, let us go ahead and share something very quickly here. Heavenly Father, which is in heaven, here we are before you on this preparation day and Sabbath day and other places and time to give you the grace and the mercy, to give you the honor and to be gracious for what you have done unto us. Plead for the merit of your blood to give us pardon of our iniquities. Blot out our transgression. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew within us your Holy Spirit. Without your Spirit, we are most miserable. But with your Spirit, we shall have joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, temperance, patience. These are the fruits that you desire to see in our lives. And so we come tonight with nothing in our hands we bring, but simply to the cross we cling. We pray, O Father, that you would give us your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know if you guys know, but there was a tragic accident that happened this week. Pastor Henry Wright. Pastor Henry Wright, a very prominent speaker within the Seventh-day Adventist Church. He has spoken at numerous events, and I followed him very carefully in the beginning of my conversion in the Adventist Church. And so this week, apparently there was a house fire, and the pastor was sleeping in his home along with his wife, and they both died in the house fire. I don't know what caused the fire,
but I know his son was also in the house. They said his son went upstairs trying to save the mother and the father, and there was so much smoke and it was so hot that he had to jump out the window. I cannot imagine what this young man is going through right now. But Pastor Henry Wright, actually, he was from Jamaica. He was a very powerful speaker, very powerful speaker. You can look him up on Google, Henry Wright. Him and his wife have passed away in this horrible house fire. And I was asking the Lord, I said, you know, who's to say, you know, because sometimes we're tempted when we hear things like this to say, well, you know, what was wrong in his life or in the life of his wife or in the life of his family that would cause for this man to go through such a tragedy? And we do not read hearts, right? We do not know. Sometimes God allows trials to come for a reason. Mm-hmm. But what we cannot do is we cannot ever question God. Because mm-hmm. God allows things to happen, and he knows the reason. You know, Job says, he knoweth the way which I take. Right? And so, you know, it's a really tragedy for me because Pastor Henry Wright was a really somebody that I listened to when I first came into the church. And to hear that he died, and not only him, but his wife, both died in a house fire. Have mercy. Brothers and sisters, take all the precautions that you have to, that you need to, and be safe. You know, I do not know this man's condition with the Lord, but I certainly hope that his family and himself and those who are survived would not hold God accountable for this horrible tragedy that just took place. Very, very sad news, and it really, really hurt me and troubled me to hear that this was the case with, you know, the pastor. Well, let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, again for your word, and we ask for understanding. Give us the bread of life, we pray. Amen. You know, I was in my devotion this morning, and the Lord had revealed something to me. I want to share this with you quickly, and we're going to go to the book of John, the very last chapter, the last book of the Old Testament, and John, you will find that the 21st chapter is the chapter that is in the book of John. And I want you to notice with me what the Bible says in John, the 21st chapter. And this is a very powerful story in the gospel. It is the end of Christ's ministry. His ministry is ending. The Bible tells us in the book of John, chapter 21 and verse 25, that there were also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, everyone, I suppose, that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. In other words, there were so much things that transpired in the life and in the ministry of Christ that if they were to truly begin to write about these things, that they would not be able to do it. There was just too much that took place in the life of Christ. There was just a lot of occurrences and things that happened, right, that the books of the Bible could not contain these stories. That's what John tells us in the book of John, the 21st chapter. In verse 25, we know that he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. The word anointed actually means to be given the Spirit, to have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of discernment, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of knowledge. The Bible tells us what the Spirit of God really, you know, entails the seven spirits that are of God. And notice in John chapter 21 and verse 1. Are we together? And I'm going to go to 5 BC, that is 5th Bible Commentary, page 1151, paragraph 4. Again, that's 5 BC, 1151, paragraph 4. And it reads in the Bible, we are in John 21, John 21, verse 1. Notice what the Bible says. And after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. Now, why was it necessary for Christ to show himself again? The Bible says again. That is, that word again is a symbol of something that happened before. Are you following me? So the disciples were in such disbelief about the resurrection of Christ that Christ had to literally show himself to the disciples more than once. Are you following me? In other words, Christ had to reveal himself to his disciples more than once. And the Bible tells us that, and on this wise he showed himself. In verse 2, there were together Simon Peter. So the Bible is then describing who was there when Christ showed himself. In other words, acknowledging and establishing witnesses. The Bible tells us there were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called the Didymus, and Nathanael and of Cana and Galilee, and of the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Now, there was a lot of people there. Apparently, Christ is showing himself. The Bible tells us in verse 3 that Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. Now, notice that what is really happening is Peter is going fishing because he did not recognize that Christ was in his midst. Are you following, friends? So Peter, watch this carefully, is actually leaving the presence of God to go do something else because he doesn't have the discernment that Christ was in his midst. This is something I see every day among God's people. Sometimes we run away from the mission that God would have us to do. And in our running away, we are trying to establish or we are trying to find God. We are trying to find Christ, not realizing that Christ is even in our midst. Now, that is an interesting thing because this very issue happened before in the book of John, when the Bible said that Christ showed himself to them and walked with them, and yet they did not recognize that it was him. How many times, my friends, Christ is in our midst, that Christ is speaking to us, that Christ is telling us what we are to do, yet we do not recognize, yet we do not sense his presence. And we end up going along to do something else, not recognizing that we have just passed them by. This is an interesting story because Simon Peter, in verse number 3, the Bible says, saith unto them, I go fishing. In other words, Simon Peter is going fishing, but verse number 1 says that Jesus showed himself unto his disciples. They say unto him, verse 3, we also will go with thee. So obviously the other disciples recognizing either that Christ is in their midst. In other words, their spiritual sight is them. Now I want to study with you tonight to understand why our spiritual sight is dim. Notice what the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians. Let's go with me to 1 Corinthians. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians, and we're going to look at chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're going to read beginning at verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at verse 7. The Bible says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the wisdom that is hidden, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that love him." I hope that is you, my friends. "But God," notice, "but God has revealed," there's a revelation of God. God is a revelation. God is revealing himself, not to everyone, but he is specifically revealing himself to those that love him. And the marker that marks those that love him, John 14:15, the Bible says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." "Why do you call me Lord, 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 and do not do the things which I say?" So the Bible tells us here, my friends, that God has revealed the things that are not seen. God has revealed the things that are temporal. God has revealed the eternal things, the things that we cannot see through the human naked eye, to those that love him. But verse number 11 says, "For what man knoweth the things of man, save," look at that word, "save," that word save actually means except. "For what man knoweth the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God." So that text essentially is saying, look, I don't know what is in your mind. The only person that knows your mind is you, right? That's what God is saying. "For what man knoweth the things of man except the spirit of man that is in him? Even so," a comparison is being made, "the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God." Did you see that, my friend? So the only one that knows the things of God is who? The Spirit of God. Underscore that. The only one that knows the things of God is the Spirit of God. In other words, in order for you and I, follow me carefully, to understand God's will for us, in order for you and I to understand what God is trying to do, to discern his presence in our decision making, we must have the Spirit of God. Now notice what it says in verse 12, because this is interesting. It says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God." Are you following? So this is an additional proof showing us that in verse number 12, that it is the Spirit of God, verse 11, it is the Spirit of God that we need in order that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. What are the things that are freely given to us of God? I want you to underscore the word in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, "We might know the things that are freely given to us of God." Let's look at every word. Matthew 4, verse 4, the Bible says, men shall not live by what? By bread alone, but by how many words? But by some words. No. Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So let's look at and examine every word. Go back to the scripture again, friends. Go back to the scripture in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 12. Look at the end of that verse. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Because if we had received the spirit of the world, we would not understand the things of God. But since we have been given the spirit of God, we might know, the Bible says, now the word know is a definitive. It is not a guess, okay? It doesn't say that we have received the spirit of God that we may know. It doesn't say may. Because if I say may know, I'm indicating that this is not a surety. But the Bible says that we might know. This is a big difference. In other words, there is no guessing here. God is saying, if you have my spirit, you will know. If you have my spirit, you will know what? The things that are freely given to us of God. Amen? Now, friends, this is a powerful scripture. Because you might say, wait a minute, what did God give me freely? You ready to find out? Oh, we don't have much time. And I'm not just talking about, obviously, the most precious gift that we were given freely of God is what? Is Jesus Christ. This is the most precious gift that heaven gave us. But there are many other things that are given us freely of God. And the disciples were walking with Jesus and did not know. I want you to look at something that is freely given us of God. Notice what the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8. Let's go with me to Romans, the 8th chapter. And I wish you were at our Bible studies tomorrow in person here in Arkansas. Romans, the 8th chapter. And notice what the Bible tells us in Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, chapter 8. In beginning 1. I want you to underscore that word. I heard a young lady giving a testimony on the line earlier about receiving a washer and dryer. And my sister, I want to encourage you. God is faithful. And my sister, he wants to give you abundantly more than a washer and dryer. Amen? He wants to give you abundantly more. And I want you to claim this verse because God, we are told that God in giving us that which we pray for is for his glory. Are you listening to me? God is glorified when we receive the things that we pray for. All right? So if there is something that we are praying for and we have not yet received it, and the Bible says freely, the Lord says that if we are truly to receive freely of God, we must have the Spirit of God. Now I want you to go to Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Excuse me a minute. All right. Sorry about that. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father in heaven, we ask for your wisdom and knowledge as we continue to make these points. Amen. So freely, these things are given unto us. And if these things are given to us freely, that means we, his spirit, we do not need to pay for them. Are you following me? They are freely given. We were in Romans 8, verse 31. Notice again what the Bible says. In Romans 8, verse 31. The Bible says, what shall we then say to these things? God be for us. Who can be what? Against us. Verse 32 is key. He, who is he? God. He that spared not his own son. So the Bible is making a comparison, and it is using the example of that which we were given freely, which is none other than God's own son. Let me ask you a question. Let's read the verse. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. I want you to think about what this is saying. He that spared not his own son. God, right? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Now look at the next question that Paul asked. How shall he not, underscore that word, how shall he not with him also, look at the word again, freely give us all things? He that spared not his own son, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all? Did you catch that verse, the meaning of that verse? I'll break it down in common language. What the scripture is saying is that if God was willing to give up his own son, is there anything else that he will not give you freely? Did you hear that? Let me put it this way. If you come to my house and I say to you, brother or sister, the most expensive thing that I have in my house, I want you to keep it for free. Is there anything else that I will not give you in my house? If I'm willing to give you the most valuable thing in that house, is there anything else that I shall not give you? That's what the scripture is saying. If God did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him, meaning with Jesus, also freely give us all things? In other words, my friends, God wants to freely give us the things that we ask. He does not want to withhold anything from us. You know, the disciples were in a position where they did not understand this. This is why they were in, they found themselves in the condition or the situation that they were with in John, that they were in John chapter 21. And I want to show you this story, and then we're going to close. They were, Peter is about to go fishing, And the disciples are following with him. Jesus is there, but they do not recognize Jesus is there. And I want you to notice what the Bible says in John 21 and verse 4. Oh, yeah. And in 1 Corinthians 2, we were going to the verse that says, verse 14, it says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So the natural man, the man that is in the natural condition, the man that is in the condition, the man that is in the condition of an unconversion process does not receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness unto him. We need to be in the Spirit. We need to have the Spirit of God in order to understand the things of God. If we don't have the Spirit of God, the things of God will be foolishness unto us. And what do I mean by that? It doesn't mean that we disregard God. There are people who regard God, who think God is the creator, who believe God gives them the Sabbath, and they go to church and all of these things, but they still don't have the Spirit of God. These people are still in the natural flesh. They talk about God. They talk about how much they love the work. They talk about how they want to work for the Lord. They talk about how they want to do evangelism. But their actions show otherwise. They're not willing to give up everything that they have to follow him. These people look at God and say, God, you are foolishness unto me. And God is therefore is not spiritually discerned. Does that make sense? Friends, God knows the heart. And in John 21 and verse 4, notice what happens. Verse 3, the Bible says that Peter saith unto him, I go fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught what? Nothing. So there was a work that they had to do, and then in the doing of that work, they did not have any success. Have we ever done work and then there's no success? We toil. We are witnessing to our families, are witnessing to our children, our daughters, our sons, and it seems like there is no success. There is no fruit. There is no reward. That's what the Bible is here saying, my friends. It's saying that Peter toiled all night. And they did not even catch one fish. Have mercy. That is a horrible, horrible situation to be in. To be toiling and have no result. And so the Bible tells us that when the morning was now come, verse 4, Jesus stood on the shore. Notice, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. This is our experience at times. We are in a situation or in a condition, and Jesus is trying to get our attention. Jesus is trying to speak to us. But yet we do not know that it is he. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for what? The multitude of fishes. So here it is now as Christ is allowed to come into their experience, they only have to throw the net but one time, and then they catch a whole, they caught a whole bunch of fishes. To the point where the net was so heavy that the Bible says that they could not pull it to the shore. But I want you to understand something that happens after that. In verse number 8, the Bible says, and the other disciple came in the little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Do you understand what's going on here? Do you see the parallel? I'm going to close the Bible right there because we're going to close. They had been working all night to try to catch fish. They had been toiling all night to try to catch fish. But it was not necessary to be doing that because Jesus had already told Peter to leave his occupation a long time ago. You remember that? Jesus said, remember what Jesus saw Peter. Jesus saw Peter by the sea. All right? This is way before John 21. Jesus saw Peter by the sea, and Jesus said, Peter, leave your occupation, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. But Peter reverted back a few times to his work. You know, sometimes we do that. We say, I'm done. Lord, I'm fully yours. I'm going to do full-time ministry. How many times we have done that? Some of us are Peters. And I've done it myself. And then you find yourself going back again to the same situation, back again to the same job, to the same profession, even after Christ has already warned us to leave and to come and serve him. So Peter went back out fishing. He reverted back to his old ways, his old self, his old ways of making money. If you read Ministry of Healing chapter 40, it says that Peter had a family to support when God told Peter to leave your occupation and come and follow me. But it didn't mean that God would not provide for Peter. Because God provided for Peter, but Peter lacked faith. He wanted food. But do you see what happened in verse 9? As they're dragging the net from the ocean to the shore, who was sitting there with a fire going and with fish already on the fire, cooked and ready for them to eat? Who was it? It was Jesus. Are you following me? Peter was not fishing in order to sell fish. Peter was fishing in order to eat. But Jesus already had the food made and ready for him, even while he was toiling all night trying to catch fish. I find this amazing. Because it doesn't say that Jesus was not in the boat with them. Jesus was on the shore. By the time Peter got off the boat, and the other disciples got on the other side. Jesus is already sitting on the shore with the hot coals burning and fishes on it cooking. Now, this does not mean that we can eat fish. Jesus ate fish because, you know, at that time, Jesus was in the outer court. Fishes were much cleaner back then than they are today. But now we are in the most holy place experience, or should be within that experience, and therefore we should be receiving God's grace. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy, Father. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. And so in their distrust of Christ, Peter is asked that question that we all know. Do you remember what question Jesus asked Peter after that? Jesus says in John 21, Jesus Verse 12 saith unto them, come and dine. Amen. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Are you catching what Jesus is saying to Peter? Jesus says, Peter, do you love me more than your occupation? Do you love me more than your occupation? Lovest thou me more than these? Do you love me more than fishing, Peter? Do you love me more than construction, Peter? Do you love me more than your nursing job? Lovest thou me, Peter, more than these? Do you love me more than your business, Peter? What did Jesus say? Listen, if you don't believe what I'm saying to you, look at what Jesus says to him afterward. Lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, then feed my lambs. What did Jesus tell Peter to do? No, don't fish. Stop working this job. If you love me more than your occupation, then begin to feed my lambs. In other words, that was an invitation for Peter to build up the little babes that were coming in at that time. It was an invitation for Peter to be a minister, to minister unto those who were new to the faith. Jesus says, then feed my lambs. Now, a lamb is different than a sheep, because in the very next verse, Jesus says to Peter again, then he saith unto him again the second time, Simon Peter, Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said, now feed my sheep. Sister White says, the work of feeding the lamb is more delicate than the work of feeding the sheep. The sheep have already been in the fold. The lamb are new to the fold. So the lambs are more delicate than the sheep. So Peter is giving a task of leaving his occupation in order to feed God's lambs and to feed God's sheep. In verse 17, he saith unto him the third time. Because remember, Peter denied Christ how many times? Three times. Since he denied Christ three times, Christ asked him three times if he loved him. And by that point, Peter had been converted. He had gone through the experience of the cross, and he had done something to him. Saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. If we love God, we would do his word. If we love God, our action will show different. If we love God, the call to come and help and minister, we would fulfill. We would fulfill our obligation, because God says, Peter, do you truly love me? You know, Paul was tasked at doing evangelism, and Paul would often travel to different places for 2-3 months at a time, sometimes up to 2 years, in order to build up the flock of God, in order to encourage the brethren, in order to visit them, to see how they were doing, you know? This was the work. And this is the work that we are to do now. And Jesus says, my meat is to do the will of my Father, which has sent me, and to finish the work. My friends, Jesus says, If you truly love me, then you would be caring for my sheep and my lamb. I want to read what Sister White says about this. You can find it in the fifth Bible commentary, page 1151, paragraph 4. But I'm going to read, for the sake of time, paragraph 1, 1152, paragraph 1, Bible commentary 5. It says, three times after his resurrection, Christ tested Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, saying, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said, then feed my lambs. This heart-searching question was necessary in the case of Peter, Sister White writes. And it was necessary, and it is also necessary in our case. Did you hear that? This heart-searching question was necessary in the case of Peter, and it is necessary in our case. The work of restoration can never be thorough unless the root of evil are reached. So Jesus was trying to get to the root of evil, the root of selfishness, the root of Peter's love for the world, the root of Peter's love for his occupation, the root for Peter's love for money. Jesus wants to get to the root of the evil that is in you and me. It says again and again, the shoots have been clipped. Have you clipped these shoots? While the root of bitterness has been left to spring up and defile many. In other words, Jesus is saying, stop wasting your time cutting off the branches. Take the axe to the root of the matter and cut it off at its inception. And he's talking about sin. Again and again, the shoots have been clipped while the root of bitterness has been left to spring up and defile many. But the very death of the hidden evil must be reached. The moral senses must be judged and judged again in the light of the divine presence. The daily life will testify whether or not the work is genuine. Now it says, when the third time Christ said to Peter, lovest thou me, the probe reached the soul center. Self-judged Peter fell upon the rock, saying, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. This is the work before every soul who has dishonored God. Do you see that, my friends? Peter had dishonored God, and the work before him was for God to get to the root cause of where this dishonor came from. And what we are told here, that this work we must all do, we have to do. This is the work before the every soul who has dishonored God and grieved the heart of Christ by denial of the truth and righteousness. If tempted, listen to this question, this point. If tempted soul endure the trying process, how many times we are tempted and we do not endure the trying process? If tempted soul endure the trying process, and if self does not awake to life, to feel hurt and abuse under the test, that probing knife reveals that the soul is indeed dead to self, but alive to God. Let me explain this in common language. What Sister White is saying is, as long as we are not overcoming our temptations, they will continue to come. If there's a temptation for you to sin, and you continue to fall for that temptation, you have not yet overcome. But according to this, it says, when if the temptation comes, you endure. And you endure by not allowing self to awake to life, to feel hurt and abused under the test, then you may know that that probing knife reveals that the soul is indeed dead to self, but alive to God. Did you hear that? In other words, we need to get to a point where the temptations that we face do not allow self to rise up. Well, in our temptation, that we do not allow self to rise up. that in our temptations, we do not, as Peter has done, did when he was asked about Christ, we do not feel hurt and abused under the test. How many times you are being tempted or tested, you feel hurt and abused, and you're blaming God. God, why are you allowing this to happen to me? God, why is this happening? And God is saying, wait a minute, this is not me doing it. I am allowing it to happen, as in the case of Job. But why are you blaming me while you are going through this test? If the tempted soul endures the trying process and self does not awake to life to feel hurt and abused under the test, then that probing knife, that temptation, reveals that the soul is indeed dead to self, but alive unto God. Friends, the temptations that you went through this week, can God actually say that you passed them with flying colors without allowing self to awake back to life? Without you complaining about abuse under the test? Or did the probing knife reveal that you are truly dead to self and alive to God? I must say, for the majority of us, we complain. We murmured. We blame God. We say, God, why? We question him. And so therefore, we owe him. We need to ask for forgiveness. We need to ask that he will give us the power to overcome our temptations, the power to overcome our sins, the power to overcome the defects that is in our characters, the power, because what this is a type of the national Sunday law crisis. We are told that some of us will see our children shot in front of us. Some of us, our loved ones and significant other, will be cut in two. Are we going to allow the madness and the wickedness of Satan to cause us to step out of bounds, step out of the character of Christ? Or are we going to go through it like Joseph in the house of Potiphar, who went to prison over a lie, who was blamed and accused, yet he did not complain and murmur about the trying that he was going through? This is where we must be, my friends, if we want to pass this test. We can know all the prophecy we think. We can study the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but if we're not overcoming the daily temptations that test our patience with one another, that test our voice, that test our anger, if we're not overcoming these things, you know, we have not been dead to self and alive to God. But I know it is your desire, as it is mine, that we may be dead to self and alive to God. And so let's pray. Father, we thank you for the experience of Peter and the disciples and what they went through, the trials, the temptations that they faced, and how they were able to overcome. And we know that Peter later on wrote in 1 Peter 4, verse 12, "Beloved," he said, "think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which has come to try you, as though some strange things has happened unto you." Peter understood in his later years that the trials of our faith worketh patience. Help us to stand the trials in the test of life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Brother Yudi, for that presentation. And brothers and sister, we just want to encourage you all, you know, go back on the scripture and just read it, the trial with Peter, right? And we will understand that we have to trust God. in everything we do, as we say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean on not on our own understanding. Right? And that is Proverbs 3:5. So we have to trust the Lord with all our heart. Like Peter, turn his eyes off Jesus. And, you know, we saw the destruction. But the Father is here to help and to guide us. So let us continue, my dear brothers and sisters, here to listen to this wonderful message, that we will go back in those scriptures and just read it and ask the Lord to help us, because we are from the north, the east, the south. We are from different area and place, and we have a work to do, brothers. You know, we have a work out there to do, and the Lord is waiting upon us to do his will. So he wants us to feed the sheep, right? We're supposed to be there to go out and feed the sheep with faith and trust God. So I just want to thank everyone for joining. Thanks, Brother Judy, for that presentation. And I hope that each one of us will have a blessed Sabbath, spend a good Sabbath tomorrow, not just only for the Sabbath, just Sabbath rest, but just to, you know, focus their whole being with Christ and ask for guidance for Christ to lead us, you know, and ask him to take away ourselves. That is the one thing that is enduring us. So I just want to thank God and thank everyone. We have a full house tonight, brothers and sisters, and I hope that everyone really have something different from this message. Take something good out of this message so that they can go back and focus their mind and their heart, right, to the Lord and ask the Lord for whatsoever situation that we are facing and whatsoever doubt, whatsoever Satan is trying to do with us. Let us really go to the Lord and really present it to him. He knows our heart, and he wants us to be faithful. So thank you again, my dear brothers and sisters. So I will offer a closing prayer and then wish everyone a blessed Sabbath. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, we, your children, come to give you thanks and praise. Thank you, Lord, that we can come and ask you to forgive us of all our many sins that we have committed. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, that we will keep our eyes off you, not on Peter, dear Lord. We have seen and we have heard the story. We read the story several times that they put their net out, dear Lord, but they couldn't catch no fishes. But we thank you, Lord, for that Savior, Lord, the high priest, King of King, who tell them a certain way how to throw the net, and that net was filled, Lord. And Father, we saw what happened. So Father, help us that we will keep our eyes upon you and we will follow your will, and help us to trust you, that we know that we here, dear Father, your people who you have called. Lord, you have called some of us to be teacher. You called some of us to be preacher. You called some of us, Lord Jesus, to evangelize, missionary. Lord, you so called some of us to help, Lord, to feed the Lord, to do bring sunshine, to comfort, dear Lord. Lord, you have done so many things and call your people. And as we work together for you, dear Lord, help us, dear Lord, that each one of us will see the need to do your will, Lord, and to follow your guidance. So tonight, dear Lord, we just want to give you praises that we can come before you boldly to listen to your wonderful words of truth, Lord. And it brings joy in our heart to know that you love us and you care for us, that the one gift that you have given unto us with love is your only Son. And the old picture, dear Lord, is to show us that you give up all for us to save us from sin. So allow us, dear Lord, to look upon you, that we can give up all, Jesus, that is sinful in our heart, that we can be victorious and be a victory over all sin. So I just want want to thank you. Bless each one of us tonight, Lord, as we go to bed. Send your angels to watch over us. Wake us up tomorrow. Various one will be going to church, various studies, Bible studies and word. Lord, comforting words, and allow us to keep this Sabbath holy, dear Father, in spirit and in truth. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Praise God. Yes, I will just close off with this thing, redeem.